Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. Since 2018, Andrew Jackson's Nashville home has offered a tour about slavery. Now, WPLN's Cynthia Abrams reports the Hermitage is revising that tour.
Over the course of his life, Jackson and his family enslaved more than 300 people. The new version of the In Their Footsteps tour seeks to be more upfront about Jackson's brutality, says Cody Youngblood, a director at the Hermitage.
We have been more open and honest about the abuses that Jackson ordered, physical, psychological.
But some, like Bridget Jones, a historian who has crafted tours at plantations, feel that the Hermitage is still missing the mark.
It's my belief that if you are selling tickets to a tour that is about slavery, then that institution is still profiting off of enslavement, which is still an ethical dilemma.
A ticket costs $50, all of which goes back to the Hermitage. Jones says she'd like to see those dollars go toward a scholarship fund for the descendants of people who were enslaved. Jamel Campbell Gooch is one of those descendants. He agrees. But before that, he says, the Hermitage has yet to take a crucial step.
They have never officially apologized for the harm that they have caused generations of the descendants of African chattel slaves.
While the Hermitage has engaged with descendants over the years, it did not for this updated tour, which will officially open in July. Cynthia Abrams, WPLN News.
The Hermitage says proceeds go back into preservation of the site and education. The state is giving the okay for construction of a freestanding emergency room in Lebanon. The Tennessee Health Facilities Commission granted a certificate of need to HCA's TriStar Summit Medical Center. The Tennessean reports the facility will have 11 treatment rooms, an on-site laboratory, and imaging services, and it will have the capacity to handle trauma cases. In the future, similar facilities won't have to go through that process. Lawmakers passed a law this year saying that freestanding ERs don't have to get a certificate of need. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.